Yes, indeed, there is a light right here on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we are answering your questions all across the nation. But before we go back to the phone lines at 888-565-1470, and before we go back to the Facebook feed and the YouTube feed, we have a very special guest. Every month, in the beginning of the month, we see what's going on, all in the stars with our dear friend Stacey Haller. And she is in charge of our astrology and lets us know what to expect. And you can learn more about Stacey Haller at destinyinthestars.com. And we're going to welcome Stacey. Stacey, how are you tonight?
I am great. I'm always excited to be here with you in the beginning of the month, Sarah, so thank you.
I can't believe we were talking about the coming of 2021, and now we're in month two of 2021. How quickly things are going, yes?
Absolutely, and we're definitely moving along with the age of Aquarius as we, that's really the theme song, I think, for the month for sure.
The age of Aquarius, yes. And tell our listeners, what does the age of Aquarius mean? I mean, we all heard the song years ago, this is the dawning of the age. So what does that mean in actuality now that we're here?
Well, we need to discuss Aquarius because the energy is just so strong this month. We're feeling Aquarius everywhere. Aquarius is an air sign. Mm-hmm. Air sign is all about how we think. In fact, the key words for Aquarius is I know. And I loved in the beginning of your last hour when you were talking about inspiration, because Aquarius is the sign of inspiration. Dealing with relationships, humanity, forward thinking. That's all the Aquarian energy. And as you mentioned, too, we have a Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, which we are living with right now. And we'll also talk about, we actually have five planets all squaring off in Aquarius this month. So definitely we're all feeling it, particularly the Aquarians out there. And the Capricorns, like me, are feeling that retrograde the minute it hit on the 30th.
That Mercury retrograde, yes. What a wonderful time we're going to have. So, Stacey, let me ask you this. For those who are not familiar with astrology, you talk about five planets that are squaring. We know what a square is. What exactly does that mean, and how is that energy different than a normal day up in the planets and the stars?
Well, particularly with the five planets, which is the Sun is in Aquarius, Mercury is in Aquarius, Venus, Jupiter and Saturn, from February 1st through the 18th, all those planets will be together, and they form a square. Mm-hmm. And what astrologers talk about aspects and how the planets interact with each other means they're 90 degrees apart. And when you see a square as an aspect, even in your own personal chart, in your transits, or what we're looking at for all of us, squares represent what we need to learn. So it's forcing us to take a look. It brings up some tense energy. It presents the challenges to us, but it's all aligned where we have no choice. Squares are like, you need to deal with this right now. And it will align together so we can move forward, because Aquarian is very forward-thinking. So it's really all ties together in a couple of different aspects this month, but particularly when those planets form a square, That's when we know we have no choice. We need to learn our lessons now.
Well, we're going to be learning a lot of lessons with Mercury stirring up some energy in retrograde. So tell us what's coming up during this age of Aquarius and what it will do for everyone on Earth. What is the direction we're going to notice in society and our own individual lives?
Well, it's interesting that the first step, as we're stepping into the month, is in the retrograde, Mercury being in retrograde in Aquarius. And that calls us to take a look at where we've been. You know, retrograde is when we look back, when it's a time to redo things that we've done. And the call for us right now is to take a look at where we've been so we could plan where we're headed when we come out. It's interesting that you could see in the world the events. The impeachment trial is looking to where we've been to decide where we're going forward. So that's kind of the first step. I think we talked a little bit last month that this retrograde in a lot of ways for society will be a good thing for us because we need to take that deep breath. And Aquarius is focused on humanity, and it is focused on society, and it's very forward-thinking. So during this particular time, separate from the usual Mercury retrograde, I know on the first day of the retrograde, my cable went out, my phone went out, everything broke down because Mercury's communication. But in the bigger picture, we need to look at where we've been to move forward. And then as we go through the month, we see different other aspects that will help us move forward. And actually, in particular, I was very excited to see that you're doing a class about love on the 11th when the new moon is in Aquarius.
Yes, I'm excited to have that class. I felt that the new moon would be a perfect time for us to put our intentions out there for relationships, personal relationships, unconditional love of self, unconditional love of others. And then, of course, those who want to advance current relationships and especially those who want to create new love relationships. I said, hot dog, we got the energy of Valentine's Day coming up on the 14th. We got a new moon pulling up all the energy, a fresh new energy. And then I talked to my friend Stacy, the astrologer, and she's like, and it's a new moon in Aquarius. So tell our listeners, what does that really bring to the table for them?
Well, the Aquarius is forward thinking, moving forward. But what I got excited about is also on that day, there's a really wonderful Venus-Jupiter aspect. And that's all about expansion, which is Jupiter, and Venus relationships. So the energy that day is perfect to talk about moving forward, finding new relationships, expanding your existing relationships, because the energy of Venus and Jupiter gives us the opportunity to move forward there. So it really is the perfect time to do exactly what you're doing from an astrology standpoint.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really, really grateful that we are doing this fabulous energy of this new moon and this celebration of love. And so let's talk about people understanding their charts, Stacy, and what they can do to understand how this age of Aquarius can impact them personally. Tell everyone about what it's like to get their own chart done and what insight you can offer them, particularly during this new dawning of the age of Aquarius. We're closing up a 2,000-year cycle. We closed out the Piscean age, and here we are in the age of Aquarius. So I'm sure everyone's chart is going to go through a major shift of planets that were not in the same place or present when we were born and even in our parents' lifetime. So this is a major shift. So what would people expect from a chart?
Well, your birth chart is a snapshot of your blueprint, your plan, what you decided to come into this life to achieve, and all the things that you bring with you from your past lives, that good, bad, and what you want to move forward with. So what we look at in now with the age of Aquarius and all these planets in Aquarius is we overlay what's happening now to your birth chart, and we see how does it affect your particular life. Mm-hmm. Now, all of us will feel it in a general basis, and it's all, as I said, moving forward. We're finally going to be able to move and not feel stuck, and the energies are with us. But when you look at your own chart, it will tell us, does it affect your area of career? Is it in your relationships? Is it in money or values or your spirituality? So when we take a look and we compare your own individual birth chart and then overlay where those planets are today, we could see how it affects everybody individually. So we'll all experience it, but in our own lives, it'll show up in different places for us.
Wow, wonderful. Stacy, tell our listeners how they can learn more about getting a chart and connecting with you.
You can all find me at destinyinthestars.com. Feel free to reach out. We could talk about your birth chart. We could talk about how the year looks for you and how you're being affected by this great Aquarian energy that's coming. But it's very hopeful for the future for everyone. And then we could dive in to say, all right, where do you need to move? Where do you need to look back on so you can make the right steps and take advantage of the energy to move forward in your life?
Absolutely. And also, I'm sure, Stacy, since this is the month of love, you can do a compatibility love chart and see if we're with the right person, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, that's been coming up a little more frequently recently. Yes.
Yes.
I definitely could look at compatibilities and take a look at what the future might bring in that relationship.
Well, I'm glad we're getting to dawn into the age of Aquarius together. I guess we all signed up for this shindig, everyone. So thank you so much, Stacey, for sharing your wisdom at the beginning of the month, as always, on astrology. And anyone wants to reach Stacey, go to destinyinthestars.com. Stacey Holler, thanks so much. And you have a blessed and safe and loving February.
Same to you and all your listeners. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.